I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Today is the last Monday in May, Memorial Day, the traditional beginning of the summer season. For kids and teachers, school is either over or soon will be, and it's the start of the summer family vacation season. It's time for a backyard barbecue and beer, a day when you expect traffic on the lake to be heavier than it is on Main Street. And it's a time when you can reasonably expect, or well, at the very least hope, that all of those flowers and vegetables you've planted won't freeze for the next several months. It's a day that many of us have been looking forward to since last fall, and I'm one of those. But I also never forget to look back on this day and honor those who lost their lives in service to our country. Originally, the day was called Decoration Day. It was established in 1868 as a time to decorate the graves of those who had died during this recent Civil War. This was usually done with flowers. Over 620,000 people were killed in that struggle, which came out to about one of every 50 people then living in the country. Since then, it's been broadened to honor all of those who have died in service to our country. So on this beautiful, warm, sunny Monday morning, I went to Grand Rapids to the Calvary Cemetery to attend a brief ceremony. When I arrived, I saw flags adorning the graves of many former servicemen. And there was a Catholic Mass about to begin, which had a Memorial Day theme. I talked with one of the attendees.
Yeah, I'm Bim Becker. Well, it's always an opportunity to participate in Holy Mass and to honor our service members and to remember our loved ones.
I walked over to the veterans area of the cemetery, which was readying for a wreath-laying ceremony, which was going to begin soon. I talked with a few of the people there.
Hello, my name is Peter Elling Ravallo. I'm a veteran of the Vietnam War, fought with the 101st Airborne, and I'm a recipient of 2 Purple Hearts, a Silver and Bronze Star, and we fought in the Central Highlands from 1966 to 1968. I'm with the DAV, and we're going to donate a wreath to the Soldiers Monument here. That's why I'm here, Veterans Monument.
My name is Roger Mavius. I served in the United States Navy from 1955 to 1959. And I was an electronics technician aboard a radar picket ship on the west coast from Hawaii to Alaska. Remember, that was during the years of the Cold War, and we were very concerned about Russia. And now I'm here because I have great respect for other veterans, but especially those who gave their life. What greater sacrifice.
A good-sized crowd had assembled, many of whom were searching out a bit of shade under one of the nearby trees. The official ceremony was about to begin. An honor guard escorted the colors.
On Memorial Day, we commemorate and celebrate with humble reverence the memory of absent comrades, all of whom epitomize and give true meaning to the words valor, sacrifice, loyalty, and perseverance. Yet while we revere and cherish the memory of those who have come before, we are reminded to do everything within our power to support our soldiers, our sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen. Equal tribute needs to be given to all who are serving courageously around the world during one of the most challenging periods of American history. At the same time, we pause to honor all generations of brave American service, people who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. Each year, in towns, cities, and villages across our great land, thankful citizens set aside a small portion of this day to publicly honor the best and the noblest of us all, those who no longer walk among us. Memorial Day is a day of conflicting emotions for each of us, a blend of pride and mournfulness, gratitude and loss, the deep, abiding sense of patriotism. Today, we share a common sorrow, but we also are united in our thanks to those who gave their last full measure of devotion to a cause much greater than themselves. Thank you to the veterans for all they have done for our country. God bless those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, and God bless America.
Freeze there!
On this Memorial Day, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.